And welcome back to the locker room. It's time for our April update of the good mate Bobby Bajram and his pursuit of the climbing of Mount Everest to raise money for MS, for disability in general, and for the support of carers. He wanted to thank Caesar Jacupi, who's been part of the support crew for 10 years now, also Leon from Printhouse, who prints his invitations to his fundraisers, and of course many others. So we hope you enjoy the April chat with Bobby. And welcome back to the locker room, and we do have Bobby Bajram on the line. Ocean Grove was where you were hoping to be this morning. You've made it there all right, Bob?
Is that you, Neil, the greatest radio host in the world?
Yeah, it's getting a bit bigger. Start off at Mornington, it's grown a bit. Okay, I'll take that.
I'm on my way to Ocean Grove. My daughter's going surfing with Go Right Away, so she's going to do some cutbacks and do all that sort of stuff. But let me tell you, it's been a really busy morning. Can I just run through what I've done?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I got up at it because I've been really sick. I sent you some stuff. I got really sick with my MS, and I said, you know what? I shook it off, and I got up at about 4 o'clock this morning in Parks Victoria. The 1,000 steps, the 1,000 steps in Dandenong there.
Yep.
Went there at about 4 o'clock in the morning for a training session with Darren Burke from Darren Burke Fitness from Fitness First, and Chris Pierce, who are my trainers. So I went up and down 1,000 steps, and then from there I went to the skate house in Carrum Downs, where they set up an obstacle course for my balance. So the skate house down there, probably the best skating rink in Victoria, and Mark and Kevin and Vanessa and Bernice are the owners down there, and they got up, God love them, early and set up this obstacle course for me, and getting me my balance right, training me up there. And then after that, check out this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a Kardashian. I went to NIM, the National Institute of Integrated Medicine, and Professor Avni Sali and Professor Colley O'Brien looked after me there through natural medicines to get my body right. And Professor Colley O'Brien gives me acupuncture to get me right. And then after that, I take the natural herbal medicine from Staplower. They've come and supplied me with this beautiful, brilliant herbal medicine that the Staplower in Phillip Island that gets me going, because I've gone from the Western medicine to NIM, the National Institute of Integrated Medicine, to get my body right, because the Western medicine ain't really working too well. So, but the natural stuff is killing it. It's fantastic.
Good. Positive. Positive sign.
So that's what's happening. Then what I've done is I've gone to recovery sports medicine to get my massage, my body right for that. That's what's going on down there. And then from that, I went and had a bit of a bite to eat at the St. Thomas Cafe. There, I went back to in Richmond and had a bite to eat there. And then I've, I'm on my way to finally, after all of that training from the 1,000 steps and then to the skate house in the skating rink in Carrum Downs there, and went to NIM and went to recovery sports medicine, getting my back right, and then having a bite at the St. Thomas Cafe. And, of course, with my meals and stuff, I take this Staplower herbal medicine, Chinese medicine, and it's all been instigated from NIM, the National
Institute of Integrated Medicine.
So I've gone away from the westernised medicine, so it's a really... now there's so many people helping me trying to get up to Mount Everest. And we've got to get over the obstacle of my MS and the problems I have with my multiple sclerosis, because it really, really attacks me. It leaves me unable to get out of bed and leaves me really decapitated. But, with all these people helping me, getting me right, I mean, the balance is very important from the skate house out there in that Carrum Downs. I reckon the big thing here is the National Institute of Integrated Medicine in showing me the way with acupuncture, Clarie O'Brien, Professor Clarie O'Brien. I do acupuncture three times a week.
Wow.
And they really, you know, it really, really, really does a lot for me and my body. Like, I'm jumping up and down. I'm doing somersaults and I'm in a cat. And people are looking at me going, oh, my God, this guy's crazy.
What's wrong with this bloke here? Well, so, have you got a date yet for...
Well, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. I've got a date of the 20th of August.
Yep.
To go to Mount... I go to Nepal. I arrive on the 20th of August. And then I start my trek to base camp. And I start going up Mount Everest on the 5th of September. And it's a 14-day trek up and down Everest, if all the planets align, I'll be taking, you know, making it up to the top and coming down again. And it funds, if the funds happen, you know, if I can raise all the money to get up and down there. If I don't go this August, I'm booked to go in April. So if the funds aren't raised by August or in the next couple of months, I'll be booked in to go in April. So if you can get everybody onto my GoFundMe page on my website, BobbyBadgeland.com, that would be really cool if they want to give $1 or $2 or whatever it is.
Yep.
If all of the millions of listeners to the greatest radio station in the world can contribute, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
But, that was my eventful morning because I'm turning 50, Neil. I'm an old bugger.
I know. Next month in May, yes, 50.
I'm 50 in May, and on the 21st of May, I'm having a private party at the skate house. It's a roller skating party. So, you know, they're holding it there for me. So I'm just got some family and friends are coming for a bit of skate sponsors and stuff. But, you know, it's just something that I've actually made it to 50, which feels really, really good. So hopefully I'll be going up and down Everest in September.
Yep.
And flying the flag for representing everybody from Victoria and Australia. So look, you know, I'm doing it for people with disabilities and our carers. And to say, look, you know, all you've got to do is have a go. In Australia, we're famous for just saying, you know what, just have a crack.
Absolutely. Bobby, we better let you go now. We're drawing to a close as well, but have fun today out there in the surfing, and we'll
keep up. Thanks to Catering Solutions and Dinny the Shepherd and Mayor, who's going to get behind me, and Father Andrew from the Catholic Church, and Mike, the principal at the St. Bridget's School. So I'm just there with my daughter. Just say hi, everybody. It's my daughter. Hello.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, got a little bit in the background. Yeah, hope she has fun there too, though.
You know, and Merv from and Michael from Albania Connect is helping with the party. So, you know, everyone is doing great, and hopefully, you guys from the station can come to my 50th.
We'll see how we go. We're certainly working at it, Bobby. Look, thanks for having the chat. We better let you go, mate. And BobbyBadgeram.com.au if they want to support you.
Yeah,
cheers, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I love
yous
all.
I think that line's been taken.
I love yous all. Yeah, I think others have mentioned. But isn't that fabulous, though, is he? He's such a character. 50 MS and trying to get up to Everest and trying to get a bit of support and raise money for not only MS but for carers and all those sorts of things. So it's a good cause, and that's why we